This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission said this week they are going to start taking a look at some of the biggest American technology companies with an eye on antitrust statutes. The usual big names were mentioned: Facebook, Google, Amazon as well, about which, Amazon that is, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was asked on CNBC yesterday.
I think, as you know, if you look at Amazon, although there are certain benefits to it, they've destroyed the retail industry across the United States, so there's no question they've limited competition.
Destroying the retail industry across the United States would be big, so we called James Pethakoukas at the American Enterprise Institute to get a little perspective and context. Welcome to the program.
Ah, thanks for having me on.
So you heard Secretary Mnuchin there. Do you think Amazon has destroyed retail in America?
I do not think it has. I think the data saying it has is probably non-existent. We have a very vibrant retail industry here in the United States. So it's a bold claim, to say the least.
Here's what I thought when I heard the secretary. I said, you know, maybe some smaller mom and pop retailers have been hurt, and some bigger ones as well, some bigger chain stores. But for me, the consumer, I can now get a bag of kitty litter. If I click today, I can get it by, 5 o'clock this afternoon at my house, which for me is pretty good.
Amazon is an extremely popular company. I think there's recently a survey looking at the most popular brands across a variety of demographics. Amazon was in the top 10, usually in the top two or three in every single one. But there is this sort of contingent out there that is very unhappy with Amazon, a lot of Washington activists who think they're just too big, too powerful. And the Trump administration has criticized certainly Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder and CEO, in the past. So maybe some of that is sort of leaking into some of the analysis we're getting from the Treasury Secretary.
Well, so what do you think is going on Attorney General Barr comes out and talks about antitrust investigations of some big online, we're assuming, social media companies, and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says this. What's the antitrust attitude in Washington, as we have now big companies being a factor on the Democratic side in the 2020 campaign?
Well, certainly both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have been calling for either some sort of regulation or some sort of antitrust examination. Now, of sort of the big four, Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, probably the one with the weakest antitrust claim might actually be Amazon. It's not 50% of even the online market. It's probably a little bit under 40% of the total retail market. They're still not that important in retail.
Do we think this then goes anywhere, not just Amazon, but sort of the larger conversation about antitrust, given how popular a lot of these companies are with consumers, right? I mean, consumers just like what they get from these big giant companies.
They sure do. And I think given the history of American antitrust, where it's proven very difficult to break up in some fashion these big technology companies, I think far more likely is this will set the stage and encourage policymakers to do something on the regulation side. And again, I think Amazon is a tougher target because, one, as you mentioned, people really love Amazon Prime. They don't seem to actually be a monopoly, which is kind of an inconvenient truth when you're trying, if you're worried about antitrust. But again, they're big, powerful. Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world. They're going to be a target.
James Pethakoukas, he's at the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.